I didn't really talk about it on Saturday, but I don't know if I've ever been a part of a locker room after a win where that was as quiet as, it obviously got our attention, as to what's necessary, what this football team, you know, the type of approach you have to have. As I said the other day, you know, I'm responsible for how we played. I wasn't happy with it, embarrassed by it, to be plain. And I think our football team felt the same way. And it was interesting. You can talk and get guys' attention. I have said this all along. You know, we have an interesting mix on this team. We got a good group of leaders, but a small group. It's 13 seniors and a real interesting mix of youth and experience. And Sean brought in a guest speaker today, John Gordon. He was talking about kind of the USA that he was at West Point and how Coach Krzyzewski brought that football, that basketball team to West Point to kind of get them to understand what it is to play for a country. And obviously that isn't our situation, but he brought up the point of, at one point they got to talk to some people who had lost family members, people, you know, who died for their country. And he said at that point, there's one thing to talk about it, but to feel at that point they're able to feel what it's like, and it got me to thinking about our football team, because you know we can talk about the what's necessary, the type of mindset, the type of preparation, the type of discipline, the type of focus you have to play great, which we didn't have on Saturday, and like I said, that starts right here. But there's one thing to talk about it, and there's another thing to feel it. And believe me, after Saturday, you know, they felt it. And going forward, like I told our football team, is I don't feel any different about what this football team is capable of yesterday than I did, or today, as I did a week ago. Because I saw not a lot of the same things. We executed at an extremely higher level in the first game. But some of the same things that we did in the first game, we just took turns of breakdown after breakdown, basic things. It wasn't what we were doing, it's how we did it and what our approach was and how we did it. And obviously we didn't pay the price during the week. We didn't have the right mindset when we walked out there on Saturday, and we're, in my opinion, we're lucky to walk out of there with a win. And you can either, you know, at this point, you use that and learn from it and hopefully become a better football team because of it. And that's what I expect to happen. We broke it down went through every single snap in detail, and then talked about it. I think we have a football team who they got their attention. You know, you can't ride the waves of being way up, way down. How you feel, how you feel when you win. Your approach has to stay the same, whether you win by 50 or whether you win, with 20 seconds to go. At the end of the day, your approach has to be the same. And my message is, you got to go off of what you see on film. You can't ride the buy into things that don't matter. There's a certain level of detail that you have to play with in this game. That's why it's a humbling sport, because it's probably the greatest team sport, because you need 11 guys doing the same thing. And when you're breaking down here and there across the board, one guy taking his turn here and there, you're going to have your problems. And our level of detail, there were plenty of things out there for us, but our level of detail wasn't there. Our on both sides of the football. Now on Special teams, hey, saw a lot of good things. We made a big jump. We played well on special teams, and we made a huge emphasis last week of, because what was it, you know, that was the area where we struggled in the first game. But that's a great example of those guys responded to the challenge. I expect the same to happen offensively and defensively this week. And like I told him, I said, it can't be a one-day thing, a one-week thing. It has to be an everyday, constant approach. Because otherwise you'll get humbled, or we'll be having that talk on another Sunday. So that's kind of where we are and where I am. I was excited to get back to work yesterday. And I'm looking forward to getting back on the football field with this team and taking them on the road for the first time. I'm not worried about where we're playing or what time we're playing or anything else. I'm worried about seeing this football team execute at a level that they're capable of doing. And I'm going to say it again. I've said it after the game. I will say it again. It starts at the top. It's my job to get this football team prepared. So I'll open up for any questions.
You mentioned poor tackling on Saturday. Did you guys get a count on how many missed tackles you guys had?
You know what? It wasn't as much, Eric, missed tackles as it was leaky yards. I mean, ones where we made contact that maybe for no gain, or it was sloppy tackling. Where a lot of times we got them down, but when it should have been 2nd and 10 or 2nd and 11, it was 2nd and 7, 2nd and 6, and it just constantly happened. And most of the time, it was because of our technique and our fundamentals. It was because we were not playing. My message was: there's only one way to play. There's a reason why we're asking you to do it the way we're asking you to do it, and. When you're supposed to close, you're supposed to play the tackle. You play the tackle. It doesn't mean you're 2 or 3 steps outside, because then your head's not going to be in front. Your fundamentals are gonna suffer because of it. And like I said, like I told our guys, and it was real obvious when you watch the film. It's not what we were doing; it's how we were doing it. And some things. It wasn't just like we went out there and missed a bunch of tackles. We were in bad positions because our eyes were in the wrong place. We were not playing fundamentally the way we need to play. We weren't playing with the level of detail it takes to play great. And it wasn't like we were dripping off and missing, where we just flailed and missed tackles. That wasn't the case. It was leaky yardage. And instead of having teams in 3rd and 8, 3rd and 9, it's 3rd and 1, 3rd and 2. When it should not have been that way.
Conversely, on offense, you guys struggled on first down, saved a couple of arms for our block. What do you identify as the struggle there, particularly passing the ball on first down? You guys are completing 28% of your passes.
Protection was pretty good. For the most part, the protection was good. But our level of detail in the passing game was terrible. And it wasn't that... guys running the routes at the wrong depths, giving the, at times misreads by the quarterback. Believe it or not, not a lot of those. A lot of them were, running, no detail in what we were supposed to do and how we were supposed to run the routes. And, there were some big plays to be had. And sometimes it wasn't the intended receiver, it was the other receiver who was bringing a safety over when he shouldn't have, which made the quarterback have to throw it way outside the hash when the ball should have been being thrown on the hash. There were so many instances of lack of detail. And then there were a couple which Tommy, made his mind up before the play happened where he was going to throw the football and didn't go through his progression and didn't have wasn't playing the way, didn't take the receiver that he should have taken. And where the first week, our detail in the passing game was very good. And a couple of times where we had some big plays to be had, Tommy reverted back. And I know Coach Beck talked a lot to him. He's been getting very good in his three-step footwork, and he reverted back to some bad habits. And those bad habits made him got his feet off kilter in some of our quick game. And conversely, when that happens, when you're stepping the way he was and not getting your feet driving through the throw, you're going to throw the ball low. And it happened a number of times when we could have had some enormous plays. I mean, where there were big plays to be had. And the other reason why we struggled on first down was in the run game. One guy after another on our front of just, mistargeting, and not playing with the fundamentals and technique. I mean, it's letting guys run through, lack of communication in what they saw. If the front side saw it one way, you make a call, you better transfer it to the backside so everyone's on the same page. We didn't have five guys on the same page, and it hurt us. And like I said, in the run game, there were big plays to be had. But when one guy after another is missing their target, we're not getting a body on somebody, you're going to have problems. And like I said, it wasn't anything different than we saw the week before, or that we were just getting, we weren't getting, but we got some good movement. But when there's one guy running free because somebody misses assignment, I don't care who you're playing, you're going to struggle.
Coach, can you give us an update on the status of Kenny Bell going forward?
Yeah, Kenny is, he's day to day. He was a little bit sore yesterday, but he's had a groin before, and I expect him to, he'll respond quickly.
Randy
is, He ran yesterday. He looked great, and he looked great today. I expect him to practice probably tomorrow. We'll see how he comes off of how he went through his treatment today. But I would say Wednesday at the very latest. But he'll be ready to go this weekend.
Birch, Riley, the Western Camp had a nice back on his shoulder.
Yeah, Westy's all right. He's okay. He's just sore. Birch and Riley, I would say they're day-to-day. I think Riley, we're hoping to get him back by Wednesday or Thursday. Did I just say Riley? And Birch, he's just day-to-day. Same kind of the same lingering problem he's had.
Tariq and Alonzo, forward with some of those guys all dinged up.
More detail in their game. I thought Westy, he made some great catches, but some of the things that he can learn a lot from that tape. Alonzo's just got to go turn it loose. He's tremendously talented, and I see him going out there more worried about making a mistake, and he needs to just let his talent take over. He's a tremendous competitor, plays hard, but there are times he's playing tentative. He's just got to go let it loose.
Hey, Bo, on Abdullah, he had a carry with about 13 minutes left in the game, and then he didn't touch the ball again until 20 seconds with the big play. I mean, is that acceptable to you?
No. That's my fault, too. I mean, and as much as anything else, but they were crowding the box and daring us to throw it. And like I said, when they're doing that, we had multiple opportunities for big plays in the passing game. It didn't take advantage of it. And we had a couple of drops. We had some guys who, like I said, I think I just kind of detailed it out and there are other ways that, to get Amir the ball and other ways that we should get him the ball.
Correcting those mistakes made passing game. How difficult is that to do in a week's time?
It's not hard because we did it a week ago. But it comes back to this. When you make the type of mistakes that we made in the football game, somewhere along the line, our guys lost the focus and the discipline of doing things the way they should, the way they have to for us to be a really good football team. And, as a head coach, I look myself in the mirror and say, for whatever reason, care why it happened. It happened, and that starts with me. And I got to get them in a better mindset. We as a staff got to get them in a better mindset. We have to be that much more detailed and demanding in everything that we do and saying this is exactly there. This isn't up for debate. It is. There's only one way. We're going to coach it a certain way, and the expectation is it's going to be done that exactly how we're asking you to do it. And when you whatever reason, if you think you got to walk out there, you're going to walk out there, and you can get away with taking shortcuts or hey, I'm going to do this for whatever reason. I'm going to do my own thing. You're going to have a problem. Football does not work that way, and. There's a lot of instances when you've been coaching as long as I have, you see, you guard against it, you talk about it, but, sometimes you need something to get their attention. I was thinking driving in today, the year we won the Super Bowl when I was with the 49ers, and I don't remember, it was like week two or week three, we got beat 40-7 at home by the Philadelphia Eagles. I mean, it was as bad a performance as I've ever been around. And fortunately that year it got their attention. It happens. You want to guard against it, but when it happens, you want a football team that's going to respond. And I feel confident we have a group that will respond.
Following up on Amir, when you say that it's your fault that you didn't get more touches, I mean, what do you mean by that? How's that your fault?
Because it starts with me. It's all our faults, but at the end of the day, he's our best football player. We got to make sure we get the ball in his hands.
So you said we should have put on the headset demanding he gain more touches? Or?
Exactly what I said.
Hey, Coach, when you mentioned that Tommy Armstrong was having some breakdowns. And...
I'm sorry, Eric. What do you want to – I mean
– No, that's it.
Oh, okay.
Matt, I'm curious as to why you're taking full blame on that.
Yeah, I mean, he's our best football player. We got to – We're going to go down. We better make sure we get the ball in his hands and make a concerted effort to do so.
Coach, you mentioned Armstrong was maybe deciding ahead of time what he was going to do with the ball and reverted to some bad habits. Do you guys ever discuss maybe the possibility of throwing Riker or Johnny in there for a series and change it up?
I didn't think that was the right time.
Hey,
like I said, I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut you off, Sam, but trust me when I tell you, the problems in that passing game went well beyond the quarterback position. And our lack of detail at some of the other positions put our quarterback in some bad positions. When if we would have just done it the way it's been coached to do, and our details there were going to be open lanes and big throws. Guys were open. But when you're not creating space for those guys that are open, it's pretty hard for any quarterback to make those throws.
You have a number of defensive players who pretty much played every snap. Gray played almost every snap. Malik did. I mean, do you feel like you're not in position to play any backups in some of those positions?
Yeah, I thought we should have rotated a little bit more. Especially early on, our guys weren't gassed. We rotated three guys. It'll help us when we get Kevin Williams back because we're still young with the fourth defensive tackle position. At the end position, our guys, they were pretty fresh and they felt good. I mean, after looking at the film, I wish we would have subbed a little bit more because we didn't play well enough at the end position. I thought we should have subbed a little bit more. I think Jonathan Rose should have got some more snaps.
Who would you rotate in at the defensive end after those top two guys on Saturday? Right?
I feel good about Keels and Natter. I feel good about those guys. Obviously getting Randy back will help too, but I'm not afraid to play those guys. It's just like I said, hindsight's 20/20. But did I think that anyone was gassed? No, we weren't tired. Towards the end, we really didn't have many long drives, and.
Bo, do you have a sense yet whether this will be a really good road team? Do you like the offense?
Yeah, I do. I like this. I like because, like I said, you know, it didn't show it Saturday, but what I've liked about this team has been the business-like approach that they've had. And somewhere along the line, you know, I was concerned last week. I'm always concerned kind of going into the second game. The second game is always the one to me that since I've been coaching college football and sometimes even pro football, that is the trap game. Because you kind of go through, you have that hype, the excitement and everything of the first game, and then you get into a second game and you kind of, that's kind of out the window a little bit. And you know, we talked about it all week last week of, you know, believe me, you know, all we had to do was look at the film from the first game. Hey, we haven't arrived, but, you know, not buying into the hype or the excitement or how you played in the first game, that's irrelevant. You have to go out and do what you do and play the way you play and execute at a high level. That was what my whole talk was about on Friday night. And disappointingly, we didn't play with that level. We didn't play with that level of maturity. Now, I don't think I'm going to have to do much. Seeing how our guys responded yesterday, I don't think I need to say any more about it because, I believe me, their attention it was there.
Are you going to take 10 extra guys on the trip?
Yes, we'll take the full lot of what we can take. Yeah, I think it's – I like it. I wish that would happen. I wish that could happen in league play. I think it's a good thing. Not just for special teams, for just so many different areas. And I remember when I first started coaching college, that we went on the – when we were able to have 70, I was like – it was like a kid in a candy store because I was so used to the 53-man rosters. But, you get spoiled, and believe me, I think it gives you a chance to bring a lot of guys and especially helps you on teams.
What do you know about playing at Fresno? I know that the temperature could be about 100 degrees there on Saturday, it looks like. What do you know about that stadium and going out there?
I don't know much about the stadium, but, I coached out there. Understand what it's gonna be like. It's at night. I don't think it'll be too bad. But our guys, if we've practiced and just last week alone, it was probably 100. The first couple of days we practiced, and our guys are in really good shape. I'm not real concerned with that. I'm concerned with our level of execution. I mean, we'll be ready to play. I mean, I'm not worried about going to California or anything else. We have some things in place. We've thought a lot about it. I like our schedule. We're going out there a little bit later. We're going to do our normal Friday routine at home. Then we'll get on the plane and go out there, and then we'll get them to bed at the right time, get them up, and make sure we get them moving on Saturday. So I'm not concerned about all that.
I think the loss is Jamal, and is the plan to apply for a medical redshirt?
Yes. I think it, I've been wrong before, but I would think it's going to be a slam dunk. And I feel bad for the kid. I mean, it's like, one of those deals with same thing, kind of in just running down the field, and there goes his Achilles, I don't see that a lot in football. It's, I've seen it more in basketball. But kind of a weird deal, I know it's one that it's an injury he'll come back from 100%. Hopefully we'll get him back again for another year.
Personnel have a bigger role in the receiving game with a couple guys going down.
Yes, I think, and he probably would have the other day. He got a quad bruise on one of his punt returns and was a little bit sore, was a little gimpy there towards the end of the game, but I have a lot of confidence in him. And obviously we get Kenny back. We expect to have Kenny back, and we're going to bring a couple of, we're going to start practicing Irons and Tolbert a little bit more with us, and get them ready. I mean, both those guys are really talented kids, and I think could bring something to help us too. And we get Riley and Birch back, obviously that'll help.
You probably travel those freshmen at least.
We'll see how the week goes, but I would anticipate there's a good chance that'll happen.
What
have you seen from Fresno State? Obviously, two really tough road games to start the year out. You get a sense to be pretty hungry to play you guys if you had home and up.
Yeah, I would think, you know, somebody was telling me, I think they've won like 13 in a row at home or something, and I don't know if this coach has ever lost a home game. You know, I know it's going to be, it's always a, you know, pretty crazy environment out there, and they'll be pretty hyped up. And, you know, we've had pretty good success on the road. I think our guys will respond very well. And I'm not worried about what's happened to Fresno and or what their record is or how they've played. Well, our challenge is to play and execute at a high level. And that our focus is on us. And along the way, we'll get ready for Fresno.
You saw Tim DeRuiter defense in 2010 at A&M. What do you remember about what he does well?
It was a little bit different then. You know, they're unusual. They do a lot of different things. They move a ton. A lot of blitzes, a lot of, it's pretty unusual defense. It's one that, you're going to see it this week, and we're not going to see that. We'll see some semblance of some of the things they do. Excuse me, but not the way they do it. It's very unusual, and, it's going to require our guys to a lot of good film study, a lot of attention to detail.
How different are they without Carr now, quarterback?
Well, I think Carr started this past yesterday, so, it's not easy to replace a guy like that. But the guys they have in there are very capable, but they lost some good football players, and they got their whole offense, basically their whole offensive line back. And, but it's hard to replace. I think his name's Derek, right? Derek Carr.
You drop out of the top 25 this week, and you said it starts from the top, as in, your mindset. What are you and your coaching staff doing specifically to making sure a game like last week doesn't happen again?
I think I've just kind of addressed that. We're, it's our job to coach at a higher level of detail. I'm not worried about dropping out of top 25. We take care of our business. We'll move up. We won the football game. I'm glad we won the football game. Don't like the way we did it. So understand why we would drop a little bit. And but like I said, if we respond the right way and we take care of our business going along, then we'll be just fine.